Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, summer continues.
Summer continues.
Occasional thunderstorm, lots of humidity. Things are as they should be in the Carolinas.
That is right. Things are right with the world as the Carolinas blooms into the summer month of July, believe it or not, Don. And of course,
happy July.
Happy July. Happy 4th of July as we celebrate our 242nd. If my math is correct.
242nd, 4th of July?
Declaration of Independence. It is. It is. There might be a few more
before. Wait a minute.
You're
in Mecklenburg County. We go by the Mec deck, not the 4th of July thing.
That's right. Well, that one has not quite made the national holiday calendar, but stay tuned. It could.
It should.
Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager's over there. This is Bill Bartee over here. We talk about things to do in our Carolinas and the people that are doing them, hopefully with the encouragement that you will be one of those people doing it, Don. And record travelers are on the roadways and in the airways in the Carolinas and beyond with the celebration of the 4th of July holiday.
Did the airline ever get straightened out? Last I heard, they were bogged way down.
They were. That's right. One of the regional carriers that did have some IT issues, some software issues.
Hey, plug that computer in.
Some scheduling issues. But, yep, all that smoothed out just
a vacuum
in time.
Cleaner.
It's just in time for all of the holiday travelers that are going to be leaving through Charlotte and coming through Charlotte to wherever their destinations may go. Of course, Carolinians this time of the year are doing a whole lot of traveling, not just for the 4th of July holiday, but for vacation times, people who are heading to the mountains, heading to the beaches, or maybe getting on an airplane to go international even. So
that's because school starts before you know it. We'll be doing back to school in what, 30 days?
Pretty much.
Unbelievable.
Something that's also going on during the summertime, Don, and it's created sightings that we normally do not have in the Charlotte area, but that do happen, and it is bear sightings. So we've had bear sightings in the Ballantyne area, South Mecklenburg, that sort of thing. Of course, we have a huge bear population in western North Carolina, kind of in the mountains, and a huge bear population in the eastern part of the state.
Interesting you'd bring that up, because Wright City, Missouri just had a bear sighting in one of its subdivisions. And let me tell you what, it's a long ways to a bear population out there.
Wow. Well, usually it's a younger bear who's been pushed away. It's a younger male bear that's been pushed away.
I'm running away from home.
It pretty much, because the other male bears are territorial. And when a bear gets to a certain age, it's time for him to go out on his own, just like humans sometimes. But these bears, young male bears, being pushed out into the Piedmont, even, hence bear sightings. Now, usually there's not a lot of trouble, human on bear or bear on human trouble. It's not like a grizzly bear or a brown bear out west. These are fairly docile, friendly animals. They don't like to hang around humans, is what I'm trying to say.
They're afraid of people. That's the key thing.
Pretty much that. But they can be pests as far as trash cans, as far as getting into your flower bush, your berry bush, and that sort of thing. But
do not try to take a selfie.
No. Our friends in Asheville have become quite accomplished at living with the bear population. And those bears do get in their trash can, so they have to take on certain things to keep bears out of their trash and that sort of thing. But there's the human and the bear population kind of living together. Here, it's just something to talk about on the Carolina Outdoors when you look out your window and you don't see a turkey, you don't see a deer, you see a little black bear.
Well, let me tell you, you are going to see a turkey and a deer, and you're going to see lots of babies this time of year, because everybody's proliferating right now. There are fawns everywhere. There's turkey hens with lots of poults out there right now, and lots of little bunnies and little squirrels and all kinds of little critters just getting their sea legs under them right now. So, you know, respect that wildlife, but enjoy it too. I mean, when you're out on the greenways and things, you're going to see some fawns, you're going to see some turkeys, you're going to see all kinds of things out there, baby birds learning to fly, all kinds of things. And remember, the best thing you can do for wildlife is leave them alone.
That's right. Leave them alone, but enjoy them along the way. It kind of reminds me, we had Al Petaway and Amy White on in prior episodes. Al and Amy host a 20-camera, in fact, you may have missed this segment, a 20-camera animal sighting YouTube channel. So you can go to fairviewcritters.com and check out that YouTube channel. Don, it's pretty amazing because when you have 20 cameras up, it's not just black and white. It's not just like, it's almost like there's stage 45 seconds to 3 minute videos of wildlife featuring, you know, foxes, wolves, raccoons, bears, living in their natural setting, doing what wildlife does.
Well, and if you want to play that game, go out and get you a $49 trail camera and have at it, because it's a lot of fun to see what's happening out there when you're not around.
That's right. Or better yet, just go to Fairview Critter Cam. Check theirs out.
Use theirs.
That's right. Hey, Don, in the news recently, and as I mentioned, many Carolinians are traveling, going here and there, whether they're heading to the mountains or whether they're heading to the beach. Over in the Outer Banks, there is a mysterious object that's washed upon North Carolina's Outer Banks. Nobody quite knows what this item is. It's a big hunk of metal, and of course, there, with the currents that they have there, plenty of things wash up and stay a while and then wash away. In fact, last year, we were talking about an entire island that washed upon the Outer Banks and the point of the Outer Banks. But we'll post this up on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page to let people comment this article and that sort of thing. But Don, while we have you, what in the world do you think that big old metal object is?
That's simple. You're a farm boy. You should know what that is. That's a Chinese hay baler.
It
came out of the China Sea, washed all the way across the ocean, ended up at the Outer Banks. Chinese hay baler. International Harvester is an international company, and they make Chinese hay balers that look just like that.
Well, guesses have ranged from the experimental radar reflector to a Russian radioscope thermal generator used for power remote lighthouses to a Chinese
1937
hay baler.
International Harvester Chinese hay baler.
It's a lot better than
early
what
model.
I had.
Early model.
I thought that it was some kind of time machine or some kind of object from outer space.
Speaking of Back to the Future, boy, you got to get up there and see that show at the Symphony.
Anyway, and you know what? I'm glad you bring up Symphony, because the Symphony Summer Pop Series is going to conclude tomorrow, Sunday, if you're listening via the airwaves of News 1110-99.3 WBT. And we're going to talk to the conductor. Albert George Schramm is going to come on to tell us about this event that's happening. Of course, parking is free down there at the South Park Mall. Tickets go on sale from 5 o'clock. It's going to conclude with a fireworks show, but that's me talking about it. Don, we look forward to having George to come on to let him tell us about it. And you've enjoyed some of the shows that the Symphony has put on. But this is going to be a special one because, again, if my mathematics is correct, 242nd year celebration of the Declaration of Independence. And it's going to take place a few days early on a Sunday out there at Symphony Park at the South Park Mall.
You know, that first celebration of independence was a little rough.
Yeah, I think it's smoothed out as the time has gone on.
The fireworks got more friendly.
I think you're exactly right. Listen, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, available wherever podcasts are heard and via the airwaves of WBT on an early Saturday morning. We'll be back with more after this.